Every person has the right to a quality life. This is the key to Pat Gates' generous volunteer work with the Canadian Institute for the Blind, and why she is one of four recipients of the first ever Holly Award for Volunteer Achievement.
And the Holly Award was named after a young woman by the name of Holly Bartlett, who last year passed away very tragically as a result of an accident. She fell over an embankment, and she lost her life. She was totally blind. She was an amazing young woman. She did swing dancing, and she had all kinds of degrees, and she was out there doing everything. And she overcame a lot of obstacles.
Gates is a CNIB ambassador and peer support for people going through the Adjustment to Vision Loss program. The 8-week session offers support through traumatic changes such as losing driver's licenses, the ability to read, and other daily activities that offer a sense of independence and freedom. As Gates shares her story with more and more people adjusting to vision loss, she explains,
people will begin to realize that, hey, you know, I've lost some vision, but it's not the end of the world.
In the program, they discuss important skills like communication and confidence building. Alternatives to reading and driving are also explored. For example, CCTV magnetizing screens enable people to read the printed word again. Daisy readers voice audiobooks. And mobility canes are the eyes that help people maneuver around town independently. Gates provides living proof for participants that change is possible.
I came to vision loss at a much older age, so I've overcome obstacles, and I'm now trying to help other people overcome their obstacles.
It was only 2 years ago that Gates accessed services from the CNIB, although she has lived with varying degrees of vision impairment for over 20 years. It wasn't until recently that she realized what services were out there. Before that, she faced a 10-year depression, having to deal with the trauma of vision loss alone.
And I lived in fear, as I say, for many, many years. I slept with a light on at nighttime because I thought if I wake up and it's dark, then I'm blind. And I couldn't face that. Through those 10 years, as I say, I became very isolated, and I actually felt like I was living in a vacuum because I wasn't getting out. I had been a voracious reader since the age of 3. My father taught me to read when I was 3 years old, and books had always been my best friends because I lived in a country setting. And all of a sudden, 11 years ago, here I am, I'm sitting home. I can't read anymore. I can't watch TV clearly. I can't do anything that I was used to doing. And as I said, I wouldn't go out because I was afraid of falling, of tripping.
People began to treat her as if she had lost her hearing too, not only some vision, that she couldn't think for herself. About 2 years ago, she hit a wall and made a decision.
And along the way, during those 10 years, I ran into a lot of very bad attitudes towards my vision loss, or some people put it towards my disability. But anyway, it was it was attitudes that were becoming very stressful to me, and they were exacerbating a very bad situation. So after one such outing with a friend, I came home. I'd been grocery shopping with this person, and I left the groceries on the kitchen floor, and I sat in my rocking chair, and I thought, you know what? I can't do this anymore. I'm not living. This is not my life. I have to get some semblance of life back.
So Gates called the CNIB and began the process of relearning how to live independently. She met with a mobility specialist to help her walk with the white cane that she now calls Alfie and doesn't leave home without. The specialist also helped her to take the bus again so she could do her errands on her own.
What getting on the bus did for me, I have not only my freedom, my independence, but I have my self-esteem back.
Mm-hmm. For Gates, the CNIB was for the totally blind. So she bypassed their services for her first 18 years living with varying degrees of vision loss.
Since the early 1980s, nobody had ever mentioned CNIB to me. Mm-hmm. And this is still something that CNIB is trying to make people realize. 95% of the people that go to CNIB have some vision. Mm-hmm. There are 60,000 visually impaired people in Nova Scotia, and only 30,000 of them have been to CNIB.
Gates's volunteering consists of teleconferences for rural participants across the Maritimes, as well as sessions at Acadia University. CNIB tries to extend their reach to all the Maritime provinces in both rural and urban areas.
CNIB now has a pilot project with the Nova Scotia Eye Center. The volunteers go in and they have all this information, and they tell people in the waiting areas at the Eye Center about the services
right.
of CNIB. And this is just a new pilot project that started last spring. Before that, there was no connect between the Nova Scotia Eye Center and CNIB.
One way to raise awareness about vision loss in the sighted community is to teach about disabilities at school. As a CNIB volunteer ambassador, Gates explains that her role is to answer the questions people have gently and with understanding. She explains that simply being out in public as a visually impaired person is a powerful statement.
People using guide dogs and people like me using a white cane, just the fact that we're out there, we're living our regular lives, as other people would call them, regular lives, sighted people can see us, and they see us assimilating into their own, you know, sighted world, so they know that there's really no difference. Mm-hmm. We just have to do things in a different way sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I haven't lost my intellect. You don't need to yell at me for me to hear you, you know. I'm functioning just like I functioned with two good eyes, but I'm more understanding, I'm more compassionate now about other people with disabilities because I've been going through this myself.
Thanks to Pat Gates for sharing her story. For the Halifax Media Co-op, this is Melissa Albiani.